Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.
So the South African Social Development Department of the Social Development hosted children around the continent from 33 countries to come and talk about issues that matter to them. They, as I said, were hosted by Social Development coming from various countries in the continent. And this was a children-led summit. On the line with us is Director of Advocacy for Children's Rights at the Department of Social Development, David Shabalala. Thank you so much, Mr. Shabalala, for your time. Good evening and welcome.
Good evening. Thank you very much for really hosting me.
I think it's such an important summit that's been underway, Mr. Shabalala, seeing that it is these children who themselves had asked to have a platform where they could discuss issues that affect them and led by them too.
Indeed. Actually, let me give a bit of a background, a very quick one. This initiative started in 2023, and we call it the inaugural, because this one that we hosted from the 4th to the 7th, meaning today, is the second one. So it happens every after 2 years. We bid it at South Africa, but through our partner, the Nelson Mandela Children's Fund. And of course, yes, we are so fortunate to report that the attendance or the interest is growing, because when the inaugural was hosted in Nairobi in 2023, the countries were very few. So it's going up, and we are excited that the children are leading this discussion. And we, like you have just mentioned, we had gotten 33 countries, but I must indicate that those that 33 countries confirmed attendance, but because of other logistical challenges such as your visa, we only had 13 of those. And you know, in the 13, we had the total number of children attending 300 physically in Joburg, Park Town, and 1,000 of them were participating in online. So we were excited. It went very well, and I must say, today they came up with what they call the outcome statement, which they said, these are our ones. And there are a couple of issues that they mentioned.
It was important, from my understanding, to get them to lead even what actually goes into the agenda, who should be participating. Tell us about that process.
Well, the participation, actually, you know, we normally, when we say meaningful child participation, it should be children. So it was premised on children between the ages of 10 to 17. And, of course, we have gotten children from different parts of, you know, those countries. And emphasis is that not only children from the, you know, well-to-do, you know, communities or areas, but we also had gotten children that came from disadvantaged, you know, backgrounds, and inclusive of the children with disabilities, because we often really not take, you know, account of them being part of this process.
And when they you know, voiced some of the issues that that concern them, what popped up for you as something that needed to be looked into urgently?
Well, there's a number of issues that they've raised, but I must also start by saying, one of the issues that we are seeing and happening being heightened or improved or strengthened is that of making sure that whatever thing that we are doing as different duty bearers in the form of government or organs of civil society, we tended, and I think this is a global pandemic in a way, if I can call it, we intended to have our own discussions amongst ourselves as adults. So we are getting into a space where children are saying, we've got, you know, some kind of an obligation and the right to express our views. That is why you see the theme was to say seen, heard, and engaged. So they were very vocal about the fact that there's nothing about them without them. So, yes, yeah, they raised a number of issues, which I will share maybe as we proceed.
Yeah, and let's touch a little bit on those issues. I believe some of the issues that came up were around safety. feeling safe in schools and other spaces where they felt, you know, stakeholders were not really doing their bit in keeping them safe?
No, definitely. I think that is one of the critical issues that was raised. I mean, take for instance, and this was kind of a common phenomenon from all the participating countries that, you know, gender-based violence or violence against children, it's a perpetuating phenomenon. And, of course, it's one of the issues where they are saying they want to be safe in schools, they want to be safe in their societies, they want to be safe in their homes. So over and above that, of course, they emphasize the importance of making sure that we must protect them against, you know, actions or practices such as harmful traditional practices. For instance, child marriage. So that is one issue that is very common in Africa. In South Africa, of course, we know there are parts of South Africa that are practicing, you know, early marriages, and that impedes on children's schoolings and bullying in schools. And, you know, they also emphasize the fact that they need more and better teachers, meaning, I mean, they need teachers that will be, you know, able to be, you know, accommodative of all their different backgrounds. So, and technology also has been one of the issues. You know, the school buildings we know in South Africa, and of course, it may be worse in other parts of Africa, where the school buildings, other children are still attending classes under the tree.
There are obviously, as you said, you know, outcomes, statements that they put together. And of course, one will be able to assess this after the 2 years, as you said, you know, they'll be back again in 2 years. Maybe just take us through what outcome statements, what was included in those outcome statements.
Well, thank you very much for that question. I think one can start with the fact that they are saying they want free and fair education for all. And without unpacking it further, but they are saying there are children that are really taken or are not afforded education because of their family background, be it in the form of, you know, they don't have the resources, and children with disabilities. And the other thing, like I said, you know, the better school buildings and facilities, I've spoken about that. And of course, also, you know, resources such as books, you know, and other important things, you know, like your computers. I mean, we are living in an era where technology is really dominating our lives. And they said, I mean, we need a more and better teachers. I mean, I've spoken about that because, of course, you know, we've got this thing where some other children are being impeded in terms of participating in classes because of, you know, the attitude that, you know, other teachers are doing. And unfair treatment. And you know, I've spoken about that with regard to bad or harmful traditional practices. But the other thing that they raised, they said, we as government and other duty bearers, we need to help their families, those that don't have the resources and their guardians, to make sure that they get support. They must get jobs, for instance, and they must be skilled, and they must the better salaries. And I think they were more on, you know, the economic environment of different, countries.
Yeah.
The fact that the other part is ending off violence and keeping them safe, I think this is very prevalent. Let alone other parts of the outcome statement are important, but we know for a fact that really our children are not safe, even in their homes,
yeah,
in the streets, in the schools, you know, wherever they are. There are examples in South Africa, I can put that. Presently, we are having a case or cases in the Eastern Cape, Matatiele, but we have learned that it's not only in the Eastern Cape. You know, children are being raped in schools and in the environment of their families.
Yeah. Obviously, and the tricky... Yes, sir?
Yeah, I know. I wanted to say, the other thing is that they are saying, let children share their race area, that it's important. Children are also citizens of their respective country.
Mm.
And they've got the right to express their views, especially if you look at the concept that was developed by themselves. They were saying, nothing for us without us.
Mm-hmm.
So they want to be part of this, development of ideas that has to do with their livelihood.
Yeah.
And healthy minds and bodies. And I think here they're talking about, you know, this thing that has to do with when they're not able to be provided with, for instance, sanitary pads, especially for girls,
mm-hmm.
and the comprehensive sexuality education. So they're not going to be able to really go on and on with their studies. The last issue that I want to mention is that of substance abuse. I think you will agree with me that it's very prevalent in schools. So I think this should be prohibited with stricter laws. So we need to take this very seriously. Our children are really being dampened and their futures are being, you know, impeded because of this, the phenomenon of substance abuse.
Mm. And so who, you know, of course they set the agenda, they speak about what it is they'd like to see happen. Who then takes responsibility of taking these messages back to other stakeholders who are not, part of this program? You are social development, of course, are in the room. But was there a commitment from yourself, our government and other governments and those representatives to go back and feedback to the greater states what it is that children want?
No, true. I think that is very true. We have been in a situation over time that of having a very, great ideas, on paper, and the action was very limited. But in this instance, the children said, coincidentally, there's a meeting within the African context, and that meeting is the meeting of the African Committee of Experts on the Rights and Welfare of the Children. It's happening in Lesotho. Mm-hmm. The chair of the summit, in the form of a child, mm. will be accompanied by an adult to Lesotho to present this outcome statement. In essence, the importance of presenting it, that committee will be able to lobby, advocate, and communicate with all the member states. We've got 52 or so. So in essence, by virtue of this being taken to that committee, it will be the committee's commitment. I mean, the country's, the country's or member states' commitment to make sure that they implement this that children has come up with.
It's going to be interesting. We'll keep asking you, to what extent you're able to make inroads with other departments in making sure that the children's rights are upheld, security and other stakeholders as well. But thank you. Thank you for that feedback and really appreciate you giving us your time this evening.
It's my great pleasure. Thank you very much for hosting me.
Thank you. Director of Advocacy for Children's Rights at the Department of Social Development, David Shabala.
Click kaya959.co.za.
This is how we do it.
To download the Point of View podcast.